Hi, this is Joe Grecht from the Fundraising Authority, welcoming you to the podcast for our How to Run a Successful Online Fundraising Campaign class. I want to take a moment here at the outset to thank our sponsor, DoJiggy. Thanks to them, we're able to offer this class to all of our readers and to you at no charge. This is the first time we've been able to offer a fundraising class at no charge, and it's all thanks to our sponsor, DoJiggy. DoJiggy offers an easy and affordable way to run online fundraising campaigns and events for your nonprofit. Now, I've personally checked them out, and everything on their site is easy to use, and it's very reasonably priced. To get an absolutely free trial, visit DoJiggy.com. That's DoJiggy.com. Okay, let's get on to the class. In this podcast, I want to talk about eight different ways your nonprofit can promote an online fundraising campaign. Now, in our written guide for this class, we talked at length about how to set up an online fundraising campaign, and we touched a little bit on how to promote that effort. In this podcast, I want to go in depth on how to promote and market that online fundraising campaign that you set up using our class guide. The first, number one, and most important way that you should be promoting your online fundraising campaign is on your organization's website. Your fundraising campaign should be on the front page of your website. Remember, these fundraising campaigns are all-inclusive efforts where we're trying to bring all of our resources to bear in order to get people to donate to our organization. So it should be on the front page of your website. You should use your website to drive people to your online campaign hub. Whether that online campaign hub is a fundraising site, a fundraising page, the donation page on your own site, whatever it is, have links on the front page of your website driving people to that hub. You should place graphics and supporting information for the campaign on your site so that there's a central repository about the online fundraising campaign you're running. And I always suggest you include an email address and a phone number where people who have questions about the campaign can get in touch with you and get their questions answered. All right, on to number two, the second place where you can really market and promote your online fundraising campaign is on other people's websites. We were talking about promoting it on your website. You can also promote it on other people's websites. I suggest that your organization gets all of its friends and supporters who run websites and blogs, and you may, before you say that you don't know anyone who runs a website or blog, you'd be surprised. Many of your supporters, some of your board members may be blogging, may be writing websites, may have access to websites. So you want to ask those people to post information about your campaign and get them to link to the campaign hub to drive people there to donate. I also suggest you try and get local businesses in your community and civic groups who support things that are going on in your community to put posts up about your campaign and to drive people to donate. Oftentimes, businesses and corporations, even big corporations, if they're willing to partner with you, they are also willing to drive traffic from their own websites through banner ads or through a mention in their newsletter or whatever it is to your campaign hub. And you're never going to know unless you ask. You can also find local bloggers, the bloggers that are in your mission area, meaning if you're a homeless shelter, bloggers who blog about the plight of the poor and the homeless. If you're a church, bloggers who are in your denomination. And you can also get any other website that you want, that you can try and get to do it to promote your campaign. And when you do that, try and get everyone who's promoting your campaign on their websites to include live links to your campaign hub to make a donation. And the gold standard, if you can, try and get them to make a personal endorsement of your organization. That'll really drive up the donations that come through those links. All right, we talked about your website and other people's websites. The third place to drive traffic to your online fundraising campaign is through social media. Now, it's a great way to get your campaign hub link out there, meaning the link where people can go to wherever you're running your campaign hub, wherever you're getting those donations. Get that link out there through social media. You can promote it on your social media profiles. You can tweet about it. You can post updates to Facebook and Google+. You can use LinkedIn, etc., etc. And you also want to encourage others to forward the tweets and forward the updates and forward your status reports and spread the links to other people in their own networks to drive people to your campaign hub to make a donation. All right, the fourth way you can promote your online fundraising campaign is through email. You can send several messages over the course of your campaign to your own list, your own house list. I would always suggest having your staff automatically include a link to your online fundraising campaign in their signature lines, and you can include information on the campaign in your e-newsletters. So email is a really, really great way, a primary way, to drive traffic and drive people to your online campaign hub. All right, number five, the fifth way you can drive traffic to your online campaign hub, you can promote it, is through your fundraising network. Now, in the class guide, we talked about building a leadership committee for the online campaign to help spread the message and help get the word out. Once that's done, once you've got that leadership committee together and promoting, I would suggest going to everyone in your organization's fundraising network, everyone who shows an affinity for your organization or has supported you in the past, to ask them to help promote the campaign by spreading the word, by sending out emails to their friends, to sending out emails to their coworkers and colleagues, and otherwise getting people to donate. And you can make this ask by sending your network an email. Send everybody you know an email asking them to get involved. You can make calls. That's really, really a key way that is really going to drive up your yes rate, your response rate, is by making calls to people to ask them to send out a tweet or send out a link to their own network. And you can talk about this at your nonprofit's events. And you can make it easy for people. If somebody agrees to send out emails about your campaign to their friends, send them a sample email. Send them some talking points. Make it easy for them to promote your campaign to their own networks. Okay, the sixth way that you can promote your online fundraising campaign is through offline print promotion. Now, just because your campaign is online, it doesn't mean you can't promote it offline. So I would suggest that in your print communications, you promote this campaign. You really want this online fundraising campaign to be a big deal to your donors. You want them to know this is important to the success of your nonprofit in carrying out your mission. So I would consider, you know, depending on the size of your organization and what resources you have, sending out postcards to your most frequent donors, to your most frequent volunteers, asking them to visit that campaign hub that you've set up and to donate. You should also include information about the campaign on all of your paper newsletters and really any other items that you're sending out from your nonprofit over the course of the campaign. Now, here's one key thing I want to say, and that's don't include information about the online fundraising campaign on direct mail fundraising letters you're sending out. If you're sending out direct mail fundraising letters soliciting people for donations, don't include information about the online fundraising campaign. Because if you do, it's going to be very hard to track which donations came in from the letter and which came in from the campaign. And it's going to really confuse the letter recipients. And we've found that when you're driving people online with an offline fundraising letter, when you're saying, please give through this letter, or you can go online to donate to this campaign, you actually end up with a lower return on the letter than you otherwise would have gotten. It's unique, but it's been tested, and I've seen it in action. So don't include a solicitation for the online fundraising campaign in your direct mail solicitation letters. Do include that information on all of the other written communications your nonprofit sends out. All right, the seventh way you can promote and drive people to your online fundraising campaign is through PR, through public relations. You can do PR work for online fundraising campaigns just like you can do it for offline campaigns. My suggestion is start with your local media. Start with your local newspapers, radio, news websites, talk radio, even local TV news stations. Tell them about your online fundraising campaign and tell them about your ambitious goals to see if they will cover your campaign. Now, remember the number one rule in PR, which is they only want to talk about it, news stations only want to talk about it if it's actually newsworthy. So come up with an angle, if you can, that is newsworthy. What's a newsworthy angle? Well, here are some examples. Maybe you've set the largest goal ever for a nonprofit in your small little area for an online fundraising campaign. Well, that's newsworthy. Maybe you've gotten a donation for your online fundraising campaign from a local celebrity. That's newsworthy. Maybe this is the first time any local homeless shelter has used a crowdfunding website in your area. That's newsworthy. Or maybe it's just the fact that you're trying to use your online fundraising to do offline good. That could be newsworthy as well. Try and figure out a way to pitch it to your local news sources to make it newsworthy, and PR can then be used to drive up traffic to your campaign hub. All right, the eighth and final way that I want to talk about today to promote and drive traffic to your online fundraising campaign is through phone calls. Now, this is the most underutilized fundraising method for online fundraising campaigns, actually making calls to try and drive people to the online fundraising campaign. Now, you probably don't want to call someone and ask them to go online to give $500, because you may as well just ask them for that $500 over the phone and skip the offline part and save any donation fees and things like that. So you're not calling one-to-one. You're not calling one person to ask them to give one donation. What you can do is call people and get them excited about the online fundraising campaign by telling them how important it is and all the good that you're going to do with the revenue from that project. Then you can ask them to help you hit your goal by raising $500 or $1,000 from their friends and colleagues by promoting the campaign. Then you, if they say yes, you tell them you're going to send them sample emails, promotional materials, etc., to get them to do it for you. And it works really great if you call people to ask them to help generate online buzz with their inside their network and outside their network for your online fundraising campaign. So those are the eight ways I want to talk about to promote your online fundraising campaign. Let's just review. The number one way is through your own website. You can also do it through other people's websites and blogs. You can promote your online campaign through social media, through email and email newsletters and personal emails. You can promote it through your fundraising network. You can use offline print promotions and postcards. You can use public relations, particularly aimed at your local media. And you can use phone calls to get other people to help you promote your online fundraising campaign. So there you have it. Eight great ways to promote your online fundraising campaign. Thanks again for joining us for this class, and thanks again to our sponsor, DoJiggy. Remember to visit them online at DoJiggy.com. That's DoJiggy.com. I'm your host, Joe Gerecht, and here's to your fundraising success.